God's word for our consideration this morning, God's word to nourish us, God's word to strengthen us on our path of life with Him, with God, our Father, and Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit as our guide, comes from the gospel lesson. The gospel according to St. Matthew at the 18th chapter. Now, these verses talk about church discipline. We don't normally want to talk about church discipline because that makes everyone accountable for everyone else. But I want you to listen to these verses once again, and I want you to think about how the Lord is going to use you in this vast kingdom of His. Reading again from Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say, if two or three of you on earth agree about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. So, as you think about the world that we live in, and as you think about caring for individuals, we have fires that are started by any kind of means. And people are without their daily needs, their clothing, their shelter, and the Red Cross appears. Red Cross to help them, Red Cross to support them, and to give them food and clothing and a place to shelter. There is also, and Karen's been involved with this organization from the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, called LERT. L-E-R-T. Lutheran Early Response Team. It's a team that's gathered together that has been trained, and they go to places that have been flooded out or have been burned to the ground, or any other kind of disaster that happens. And they're there to help, to encourage, to build up those people. They're invited into that area by another church. So it's reaching out with things that people need. So there are other organizations that do the same thing. But here in our gospel lesson, Jesus isn't talking about those things. He's not talking about the physical aspect of life, but he's talking about and guiding just his disciples and us to be aware of the spiritual problems that beset mankind, that beset you and I. You know, we go back to the garden, and there in the garden was Adam and Eve. And they knew they were naked because Eve took from the fruit of the tree that the Lord told her not to take from. And she ate and passed it to her husband, Adam, and he ate. And then when God was walking in the garden, where are you? And Adam and Eve appeared before God. We wanted to hide from you because we knew we were naked and we didn't want you to see us naked. Who told you you were naked? Adam says, well, you know, the woman who gave me the fruit of the tree. And God looks at Eve and says, What did you do? Oh, it wasn't me. It was the serpent who beguiled me. Okay, we've been doing that all along in our life, passing responsibility down and not taking up responsibility for ourselves. So this is what the Lord is talking about, writing about in the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, that we need to be concerned about those brothers and sisters who are not among us because they have sinned. And they feel very uneasy about the sin that they have committed. They feel very guilty. And so they don't want to come in and confess that sin to one another. So God is using us in their lives to show them their sin. And it's very difficult for us to do that because we don't want to be rejected. We don't want to be condemned. We don't want to be called holier than thou. We don't want to be told, what are you doing? You're not God. And yet God is using us. God is using us to help brothers and sisters in Christ, if you want to use that phrase, to see the error of their ways and to bring them back again, so that they may hear the gospel, that they may hear who Jesus Christ really is, that he's Christ the Lord that has care and keeping for all people. And he loves all. As explained to us in the third chapter of the Gospel of John, the 16th verse, when Jesus says, for God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son unto death, so that all who would believe in him should not perish. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, God is using you in the lives of other people. Whether it be your children or grandchildren or the neighbor that lives next to you or anyone that you have contact with, God is using you as his instrument. Because I want you to know that we're all sinners. We are all sinners in thought, word, and deed. And yet, we are redeemed sinners in Jesus Christ, who has given us life and salvation, who has forgiven us all of our sins. And as God tells us through the prophet Jeremiah, I will remember their sins no more. So that's a gracious God. And that God wants us to tell others about himself. Because we have the authority to do so. Because Christ gives us that authority. In a previous congregation, I had some people who disagreed with me about what God is telling us in the Holy Scriptures. About loosing the sin, about forgetting about the sin, that it applies to everyone. God is using everyone, not just the specific disciples, but he's using you as a disciple, using you as a witness, using you as one who cares for someone else. And that's the beauty of God and the beauty of his word, because he just doesn't want that to apply during Christ's time, but it's applying now among us so that we may be used to bring the good news of salvation of Jesus Christ to those around us. Paul was in jail, as were other people. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit made the jail bars shake, and everyone was loosed of their chains. And the jailer was ready to kill himself because he allowed that to happen. And Paul said, don't do any harm to yourselves. And as the jailer came in, he said, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said to the jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. This is what God wants us to do in our lives.
to share that gospel of peace and love and joy that he has for us in Christ Jesus, the forgiving love. That when we come up to the communion rail today and receive the body of Christ given for you and the blood of Christ shed for you, we are forgiven of our sins. We are assured of that forgiveness. We are assured of the entrance to heaven because of what Christ has done for us. So as you read those verses, they talk about discipline, church discipline, but it also really, when you look at those verses, Christ is giving us the authority to care for someone else. To love someone else. To love one another with an agape love. An agape love is no strings attached whatsoever. That's what God uses us to do, is to love one another, to strengthen, to uplift, to forgive, and to go on in this life as Christ's servants. In Christ's holy name, amen.